So, what island do you live on?
I live in Trinidad, on the island of Trinidad. I'm happy that I live in Trinidad. I'm very proud of it because Trinidad is beautiful. Although it's not known for beaches, we have a lot of wetlands like swamps and natural savanna. I think we're the only island in the Caribbean that has savanna. And people usually think that an island is too small to have savanna because
Yeah, that's.
we have savanna in Trinidad, mangrove forests also. They are also an important part of the ecosystem. But, you know, if you meet somebody from Tobago, they will tell you that they're from Tobago. And maybe not necessarily from Trinidad and Tobago, because they're extremely proud. Because Tobago, although we're one country, they have somewhat of a unique history in that in the colonial days when we were colonized by pretty much everyone from the British, French, Spanish, Dutch, Portuguese. Tobago has a very strong Dutch history also. So, and actually most of the whites who live in Tobago are still of a Dutch or German ancestry. So, they're very proud that they have something unique that sets them apart from Trinidad. And actually their accent is different. You may not be able to tell the difference, but we in Trinidad can hear when somebody's from Tobago.
Oh,
It's very
interesting.
distinct, yes.
And now, but the official language is English, right?
English is, we speak English. But now in schools, French is being taught compulsory, I think, for at least the first 2 to 3 years, depending on which school you go to, and Spanish.
And actually, it's not even, I'm sorry, it's not even an official language. It's the native language, correct?
Native language, we don't know any other language but English, it's native. We have what we call some Creole languages, which are mixtures of English and French. And in Trinidad, the Creole language is called Patois. And I can't speak it because it's very French, shortened French words and grammar, mixed in with some English, what you call these structures of sentences. It's extremely interesting. If you can ever get a chance to meet someone who speaks Patois, and for someone who speaks French, you will never be able to understand them, even if you speak French.